Greetings. Greetings, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful and sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. You are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And today's recording date is 10-10-10. October the 10th month, the 10th day, Sunday in 2010. And you are listening to the Mind of God program, emanating from www.thinkaboutit.org. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we endeavor with the mind of God, and through Christ, we endeavor to climb up into the mind of God, into the thinking of God, into the thinking of Christ, that we may find our way to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. And we are willing, and we have determined to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary organization. As long as that political, religious, and revolutionary organization is working for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, the coordinator of this website, www.thinkaboutit.org. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove, yahlove, yahlove at comcast.net. And before we officially get started, let us, as African people — that word Africa is a trilogy of words compiled to mean houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So our original black African ancestors taught this to the whole of the human family, that we are to endeavor to be houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So let us, as African people, no matter your color, you are a house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, give praises to the Creator. All praise is due unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, he is referred to as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Father is known as Amenet. The Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, Father is known as the Great and Grand Father. Also giving praises to the Almighty and beautiful and wonderful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the Hebrew language, the African Hebrew language, that word wisdom, in your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side, that word wisdom is Chokma, and that is a feminine word denoting and referring to a living feminine entity. Yeah, in the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew, chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, the Holy Spirit, our mother, conceived Jesus. Well, women, the female, the mother conceived. Holy Spirit is our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your and my mother as well. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. And that word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is feminine and denotes a living feminine entity, in this case, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, her name is Illah, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illah, Illah, Ha'il Allah. And you hear Illah three times and you hear Allah once. Illah is the mother and Allah is the father. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known and is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, she is known as the great and the grand mother. So, I greet you, sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say, Jah, Rastafari I, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my personalities, thereby making our names the new names of Jesus Christ. In fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ in the last days would rise up and manifest in the revolutionaries, the people who would be rising up with that messianic spirit to stand for the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. Those that would stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness would manifest Christ within their person, because we are all divine manifestations of divinity, living in divine flesh, in the divine physical realm, on this divine earth, emanating from divinity. The I and I means the self united with the Most High. That's the first I. The second I is referring to the human family and the whole of creation. We are all one divine I. And so we give thanks and praise for such understanding. Now, we are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet dealing with the vision of the African revolutionary apostle, John, his vision of Jesus Christ. Ah, and we're making and showing that the book of Revelation is prophecy concerning today, concerning the rise of the Christ spirit in the black man and woman, and the rise of the Christ messianic spirit in the human family. And we are to the point now where Jesus is teaching us of ourselves by using the universe, truth, justice, and righteousness. And what we want to do is look at a few current affairs and then get back into the book of Revelation and the teaching of Jesus Christ. Now, the word revelation in the Greek has to do with apocalypse and apocalyptic, and that has to do with the meaning of uncovering that which has been hidden. Uncovering what the governments have done and hid from us. The truth. Uncovering the truth. Removing falsehood so that we can see the truth. Now, let us, with that in mind, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the truth revealing message of Jesus Christ, look at a few current affairs. The first current affair that I want to deal with. Now, most of these current affairs and headlines I have culled from www.democracynow.org, a wonderful program hosted by Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. And so you can go there and get wonderful daily news and also a wonderful synopsis of current affairs going on in the world. So the first current affair I want to deal with the headline is Entrapment or Foiling Terror. The FBI's reliance on paid informants raises questions about validity of terrorism cases. This is from the October 6th edition of 2010 of Democracy Now! Prosecutors and defense attorneys made their final arguments this week in the trial of the Newburg Four, a high-profile case that has made national headlines as a potent example of so-called homegrown terror. The defense has argued that the defendants were entrapped by government agents and not predisposed to commit a terrorist crime. For several months, Democracy Now!'s Anjali Kamat and Jackie Suhin of Big Noise Films traveled through Muslim communities in New York and New Jersey to track the Newburg case and two others. In all three, Muslim men were arrested on terrorism charges. In all three, no terrorist crime was actually committed. In all three cases, relied heavily on hundreds of hours of surveillance recorded by a paid government informant. You all are familiar with the 50s and the 60s and the FBI wicked, dirty, nasty tactics of sending paid informants, agent provocateurs among us, among our organizations, to bust us up. In this day of Obama, age of Obama, and in this day of the so-called war on terrorism, which is nothing but a war of terrorism emanating from the ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel, using our beautiful black brother Barack Obama as the president to propagate such wicked tactics of the FBI, sending informants among the Muslim community, because the Muslim community has been raised as the enemy to justify warfare and bloodshed in what we have referred to as Muslim nations. This wicked. The government of the United States of America, the FBI, the CIA, will create and are creating so-called terrorist plots. Then they come in and foil the terrorist plot that they created and cause us to believe that they're fighting terrorism. This is fictitious. This is false flag operations. Now you recall that Dennis Blair, head of the intelligence community, said that he and his intelligence community were going to infiltrate 911 groups, those who are telling the truth on 911, that it is fictitious and a false flag operation. They're going to infiltrate mosques, and we know they're also infiltrating black colleges. Why? Remember, Robert Gibbs, the spokesperson for Barack Obama, said that they were going to attack the left. Because these groups are they who are exposing the reality that this warfare and bloodshed is only being conducted on behalf of the ruling class, ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel, the banks, Wall Street, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Illuminati Masonic Order. So they want to attack those of us who would tell this truth, to cut us off so that they may continue to maneuver the citizenry into supporting already pre-made and pre-planned wars to kill for land, wealth, and resources. And let me pause and say, you are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. We are working for the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Freedom, justice, and equality. Our beautiful sister, Venice, is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. You may contact me by emailing yalove@comcast.net. Now, the next issue I want to touch. The Bank of America suspends foreclosures in 23 states. Bank of America has joined J.P. Morgan Chase in suspending foreclosures in 23 states following revelations that employees at several lenders had approved thousands of foreclosure affidavits and other documents without proper vetting. In Massachusetts, one Bank of America employee admitted that she signed as many as 8,000 foreclosures documents, as many as 8,000 foreclosure documents a month, and typically did not read any of them because of the high volume. Attorneys general in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, and Ohio have all launched investigations into what appears to be widespread fraud by the nation's major banks and lenders. It is unknown how many homeowners lost their homes due to foreclosure fraud. Banks are expected to seize a record 1.2 million homes this year, a 12-fold increase since 2005. Sisters and brothers, I would direct you to www.flashpoints.net, and these directives will be in my summary, these references. Go to the March 18th, 2009 edition of the program called Flashpoints, hosted by Dennis Bernstein. And there you will hear a beautiful sister named Catherine Austin Fitz. She was a economic insider in the Bush administration, I believe, the first Bush, but now she's a truth teller, and I love her, and I praise the Most High for her. On this program, the March 18th, 2009 edition of Flashpoints, she revealed that Goldman Sachs and other banks, Bank of America, Chase, and whatnot, purposefully committed fraud to destroy the black and brown communities. She spoke of how they were purposefully driving people out of their homes, putting new people in their same homes, driving those people out, putting new people in, driving those people out by hiking and raising the mortgage rates and whatnot, committing purposeful fraud, and then not having anyone in those homes, but having acquired 3, 4, and 5 mortgages on the same address, would bundle those mortgages together and sell them overseas to investors. Those investors, not knowing that it was no money backing these mortgages, committing fraud at home and fraud abroad. And then, after a certain point, this whole thing collapses because it is all based on fictitious money, no money behind it. And these AIG, along with Goldman Sachs and whatnot, using these fictitious monies to administer and propagate covert warfare through the CIA and special operations groups associated with America's military. Also using these fictitious monies in laundering drug monies, and using such monies to continue to propagate warfare for bloodshed and the theft of land, wealth, and resources. So, go to the March 18th, 2009 edition of Flashpoints and listen to that program. I listened to that program over and over for a whole week to understand what was going on in the banking industry. Now, the next issue I want to deal with, and if I have time, I'll deal with more, but these three principal issues. Court martial recommended for alleged kill team soldier. A U.S. Army colonel has recommended the court martial of the first of 12 United States soldiers accused of forming a secret kill team in Afghanistan. All of this wickedness and filthiness and nastiness and immorality in the so-called age of Obama. The soldier, Army Specialist Jeremy Murlock, is charged with premeditated murder in the deaths of three Afghan civilians, assaulting a fellow soldier and wrongfully photographing and possessing visual images of human casualties. You know that means dead bodies. The investigating officer who presided over Murlock's preliminary hearing says there's sufficient evidence to try him in military court. The officer's recommendation has been submitted to a court-martial convening authority, which will issue a final decision in the coming weeks. This has come up in the news that this special kill team and the whole military is used as killers and shedders of blood. But this so-called special kill team went about killing civilians indiscriminately. And I say all of the killings are immoral, because this whole war in Afghanistan and Iraq and so on is based on falsehood and a fictitious narrative. But nevertheless, this kill team killing indiscriminately civilians. Indiscriminately killing civilians. And then carving up the bodies, many of the bodies of the ones that they had killed. And taking fingers and even genitalia and other parts of the body, and keeping them and using those parts of the body as souvenirs. Showcasing those parts of the body as souvenirs. How nasty and disgusting and filthy and immoral and wicked can you be? This reminds me of colonialism and slavery. I want you to go to www.kpfa.org and type in Adam Hochschild and his book Leopold's Ghost. Adam Hochschild has written a book called Leopold's Ghost, in which he chronicles how the King of Belgium, King Leopold, in the late 1800s, went into the Congo and killed 10 million Congolese at that time to get the rubber and other resources in that region of the Congo, and how limbs were cut off of our people. And these were used as souvenirs and whatnot. Absolutely deplorable what our people suffered. And inside of America, you will recall, as those wicked ones who were being used by the ruling class of America to keep black people in place, would lynch us and burn us and then cut off our limbs and cut off our genitalia and use them as souvenirs. That is what is going on in America's military and Europe's military and the militaries of this world, who are working on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel. This occurred under Obama's watch. This special kill team cutting off of people's limbs in Afghanistan and using them as souvenirs. It's the same wicked mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and now Israel. So we must rise up. In St. Matthew, let me get to it right quick. In St. Matthew, oh, I'm taking a little bit too much. St. Mark chapter 10. Let me close these issues out section, this issues section out with this scripture. St. Mark chapter 10, verse 42. Jesus is giving instruction to his disciples. You know, at that time, the Gentiles and the Gentiles are yet in power in this world. And so the Gentile Romans were in power during the time of Jesus' ministry 2,000 years ago on earth. And he is giving his disciples how they should rule. That the disciples representing the African Hebrew people, after having overturned and overthrown the wicked power of Rome, and that is our directive, after we have overthrown the power of the Gentiles today, the ruling class and ruling families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, Jesus is telling us how we're to rule, because we are going to rule, but we're not going to rule like those in power today. We are going to allow the Christ to rule through us and administer justice. And so Jesus said in verse 42 of St. Mark chapter 10, but Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. These wicked people in power that we have been talking about, the FBI, the banks, the mentality of the officers in the military, we're not going to rule that way. These wicked people in power, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, seek only to kill, steal, and destroy. When we come into power, we will come into power to bring freedom, justice, and equality to the whole of the human family, to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And the Most High will be sitting up in our minds and our hearts and our souls, and this whole earth will be at peace. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.